Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the fifth Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday in Lent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the Word of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord.
Oh,
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again, not only to know Jesus Christ as our Lord, but also to believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin, from death, and the power of the devil. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, with special attention to the following verses. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, do people know who we are? Yes, do most people know who we are? I would submit to you this morning that most people do not know who we are. Most people only know us by our first and last name, where we live or where we work, and perhaps even where we go to church on Sunday morning. Very few people know who you are and who I am, except, of course, for our immediate family. Our grandparents, our parents, our spouse, our children and grandchildren, and perhaps some of our own very close friends. As a matter of fact, as your pastor here at Shepherd in the Pines, I do not know who you are either, do I? No, I do not, except for your name, your address, and phone number, because you are listed in our church directory. And unless you tell me more about yourself, I do not know anything else about you. And that was also true of Jesus. Even though people knew that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea, that he was the son of Mary and Joseph, that he had lived in Nazareth with his parents until the age of 30, and that later in life he became a respected teacher, rabbi, and prophet, not only through his teachings, but especially through his many miraculous signs and wonders. Very few people knew who Jesus really was, except for his parents, Mary and Joseph. As a matter of fact, Jesus even asked his own disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And what was their response? Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Even his own disciples did not know who Jesus was either. This became quite evident when Jesus also asked them the question, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Only one of them, Peter, apparently knew the answer when he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And yet they still did not know who Jesus was, as they expected him to become their new king of the Jews, and not as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The thought of Jesus having to suffer and die on the cross was not on their agenda at all. That was also true of Saul. At first, he did not know who Jesus was either, as he persecuted the church of Jesus Christ until his conversion on the road to Damascus, when he fell to the ground and he heard a voice from heaven saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And how did he respond to that voice from heaven? He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice responded immediately saying, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." And then that same voice said to him, Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. So Saul accepted the challenge, as he later became known as St. Paul, an apostle and ambassador for Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. As a matter of fact, a few days after his conversion, after he had preached in Jerusalem, the Jews were already plotting to kill him. Suddenly, instead of persecuting the Church of Jesus Christ, he was now being persecuted himself for preaching and teaching about Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He experienced firsthand what it meant to suffer the loss of all things for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what St. Paul said about it. I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, not only a knowledge of facts about Jesus Christ as his Lord, but also the knowledge he gained through his own experience as an apostle for Jesus Christ as his Savior. The words of St. Paul himself, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and that I may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. So just like Jesus suffered persecution at the hands of the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law, during his 3-year public ministry, St. Paul also suffered persecution at the hands of the same Jewish religious leaders and other enemies of the cross during his ministry as an apostle for Jesus Christ. And yet St. Paul never, ever gave up. On the contrary, the more suffering he experienced, the more determined he was to fulfill his ministry, even if it meant dying for Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. This is what St. Paul said. For his sake I suffer the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. St. Paul made it very clear. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we know Jesus Christ, not only as our Lord, but especially as our Savior? I hope so. I hope and pray that we do not only know Jesus Christ as our Lord, but also believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil. At the end of the day, it is always about getting to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It is never about us, our good works, our self-righteousness for our salvation. It is all about our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, what He has accomplished for us on the cross through His suffering and death, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. To have the same goal St. Paul had in his life and his ministry as an apostle for Jesus Christ, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God had called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And just like St. Paul, we also become followers and disciples of Jesus Christ in our own walk and faith in Him as our Lord and Savior. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we place all our faith and trust in the power of Jesus Christ and His resurrection, and the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we do not only strive to know Jesus Christ as our Lord, but also believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Christ is our cornerstone. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we continue to pray again for the government and especially for the innocent people of Ukraine, as they are still suffering hurt, pain, injuries, and especially death and dying. We also pray again for peace and the hope for diplomatic talks between Ukraine and the Russian Federation to end this devastating war. We pray for our own nation and all nations to keep us from any harm or danger and the threats of cyber attacks and nuclear bombings. We also pray that you will help us as we are faced with a serious economic inflation, not only in our nation but throughout the world, at the grocery store, at the gas pump, and all the other amenities we need in life. And finally, we pray that you will keep us always safe and healthy against any other COVID viruses. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers, Marching as to War.